Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, yesterday, we talked about the past is a past. The future is the future. Today is the present. That's why we call it a gift. But let's talk about that for just a moment. I talked about reframing your mind, thinking about the future, reverse engineering that into the activities. But it's really important to understand that everything is a big cycle. Everything you're experiencing, and I'm speaking from personal experience, it seems like every single January, the same thing happens. And it's going to keep repeating itself until I figure out what the repetitive pattern is. And we're going to go deeper into this, into how to do this. Okay. And then around February, and then around March, the same things happen. And then January, or excuse me, then April, and then July, and then the back end of the year is always a really good time for me. It's like a really high frequency, and then it kind of repeats itself. But I seem to be mastering things over and over again. As they come through, we master those things, and then it creates a new paradigm. But I noticed in my old past is that these things would repeat themselves, but they would stay the same. There would be no mastery. So when the repetitive cycle would come back, I would notice that I was in the exact same position. But the last 24 months, specifically the last year, especially right now, I'm realizing the patterns that are happening, there's huge improvement. And I'm like, well, how did we do that? How did we master that? The key to mastering this, because we could talk all day about that, but how do you master it? The key is to ask yourself, what are the repetitive thoughts that you're having? Let's give an example. What's something that's relatable to everybody? Like, it could be a repetitive thought on how you feel about yourself, right? For me, you know, excuse me, as I get a little bit older, you know, a little bit of insecurity around body stuff. Oh, I think we all go through that. So I think it's something, I think every fucking human being, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, the highest level bodybuilder in the world, everybody has insecurities around their body, right? We all see ourselves different than other people see us. So let's just take that, okay? So if what's done in darkness comes to light, so if you're sitting there and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I hate the way I look. I'm overweight. I'm fat. I'm not worthy. And you look and you build all these thoughts into your subconscious of that's how you feel. That's how your subconscious is going to respond. So if you're going to the gym and you're exercising, you're doing all this, your body is responding cellularly to the thoughts that you're having, vibrationally to the thoughts that you're having. So that's an example of something that is repetitive within your mind. And until you reframe those thoughts, your body is going to keep repeating that cycle until you are able to accept and rewire that you want something different for your life, because your RAS, your mind, everything is just responding to what you want. Isn't that crazy? Like, your reticular activating system is literally a guidance GPS based on your vibrational frequency and what you're attaching to. So how would we do that? So you would want to start to look in the mirror, and no matter how hard it is, you'd be like, I'm proud of you. You're beautiful. Man, look how ripped you are. We're doing a great job. And you have to repetitively do that until you start to see the physical manifestation of that. On top of that, if you put in work, right? You create maybe a healthier eating plan. You start exercising, you start moving, and you're looking yourself in the mirror and you're praying over your food and giving it high frequency and high vibration. You'll start to see the changes within your physical reality. But the key to all this and what I'm talking about is recognizing the mental or physical pattern. It could be a certain person pops into your life around a certain time and you're like, wait a minute, why does this keep happening? It could be because your low vibration frequency thoughts and the...
What happened?
It could be because your low frequency thoughts and vibration, and you're repeating the same thing over and over again. So the same reality keeps coming into your paradigm, right? So you'll physically start to see changes. It may come back, but you'll notice that you're at a different level of frequency. And then once you master that level of frequency, then there'll be new things that come up. And it's not that we're looking for perfection. We're aiming for perfection, knowing it's not possible. Okay. But it's about understanding that it comes from the inside out, from your thoughts. And based on your thoughts and the feeling and vibration, you're taking action based on those thoughts and feeling and vibration. And from that thought to action, then we learn to control our emotions, right? Then we look outside of us and say, okay, all these people that are outsiders are, you know, we call them NPC, non-player characters within your game, and you're a non-player character within their game, right? So these people come into your paradigm and they try to trigger you, or maybe they're not trying to trigger you, but it does trigger you. It's your choice on how you're going to feel about that. It's your choice on what you're going to think about that. It's your choice on how you're going to respond to that. Do you see what I'm saying? It comes back to choice. So yesterday we talked about the past as a past, the future as a future, today as a present. That's why they call it a gift. So it's about getting present, reframing those thoughts by understanding what are the repetitive thoughts. You could even journal, write down, what are your repetitive thoughts that are holding you back, and work to master those. So here's some ideas. So it's saying, if you say, hey, I am always broke, you would want to switch that. You could write down, from Bob Proctor, I'm so happy and grateful for the money that comes to me in increasing quantities from multiple sources on a continuous basis. And you just repeat that over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And at some point, your mind has to believe that. I've been saying that same. I could say it so fast. I'm so happy and grateful for the money that comes to me in increasing quantities from multiple sources on a continuous basis. I've been saying that repetitively in my head almost unconsciously since 2009 when I learned that. From 2009 to 2017, it took about... After I left corporate America, it took about 18, 19, 20, 21, took about 4 years. And then now I'm so happy and grateful for the money that comes to me every quarter, increasing quantities, now from multiple sources on a continuous basis. So let's look at our thoughts. Let's see what the dominant thoughts are. Let's reframe those by saying the opposite. And another thing you can do as well, when you say, I am something, I am powerful, say that I am to seal it in. All right. So we got this. Love you guys. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.